Lord, and how they're forever.
Yes.
We just thank you, and Father, we thank you, Lord, that your glory is here because your kingdom is here.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that Father, your mercy has been released to us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that the fire of the Holy Spirit has been released to us, Lord.
Amen.
And we bless you and thank you, Lord, for
thank
this.
You,
and
Lord.
I'm praising you, Lord, for my sister speaking your word and your truth in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thanking you, Father, we're transformed. We are the new creation, your body.
Yes.
In
yes,
Jesus' yes. name we bless you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We just thank you. We just lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. It's another time of communion around this table. This is koinonia time. This is fellowship time. This is time that we fellowship with God.
Amen.
We fellowship with Jesus. We fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You know, when Jesus did this communion, it was the night before he betrayed. He said, I'm not going to drink or eat of this with you no more until I do it in the kingdom. Well, many people think he was talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb, but that wasn't what he was talking about. Have the kingdom come?
Yes.
Yes.
Have the kingdom come.
Yes.
So what is he doing?
He's fellowshipping with us.
He is doing communion with us through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
All the time.
The Holy Spirit, if we leave him out of this fellowship, we're not going to benefit from it. And David said, get all your benefits. He said, don't forget not a one of your benefits. And he started naming all the benefits. And one of the benefits was healing.
Mm-hmm.
He said he healed all of our diseases.
Yes.
All. Now, our medical field can't make that claim. They tell you we're searching, we're looking, we're doing the best we can do, you know. But he made a claim that he healed all of our diseases.
All of them.
And like I tell you every Sunday, every country, every has a responsibility of getting a health care system to their people.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is no different. He has a health care system for his people. And not just one, but you know, you can choose whether you want to do the one that's around the table here and experience health.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether you just want to just get healed every time you need to get healed, or you want to walk in health. You make the choice which one you want to do. Now there's two things I want to talk about. Getting healed by fellowship of communion. Getting your healing. Now see, if you don't expect it to come that way, guess what? You won't get it. Some people say, oh, this is just to turn that heat off. This is just to memorialize. This is just to remember Jesus, memorialize him, you know, just like we do on Memorial Day, memorialize our, even as we do our veterans, you know,
mm-hmm.
we eat the barbecue and, you know, we remember them while we eat that barbecue and all that stuff. But when Jesus said, remember him, he was saying, experience me.
Yes.
It ain't the memory like we have remembrance of, we have different days of different people and stuff like that. What he was saying, when he said, remember me, he was saying, experience me.
Right. Yeah.
Around the table.
Amen.
David said, he prepares a table before me. In the presence of my enemy, of sickness, of lack, of disappointment. He got a table prepared that I can eat from.
That's right.
Right in the presence of my enemy. And right in the presence of your enemy of any sickness. He's prepared a table before. This table was not prepared by human's hand. This table was prepared by Jesus himself. Because let me tell you, y'all know we fresh start. If we had to prepare the table, we're going to have more than two elements. We like to eat. But this is a spiritual meal.
Yes.
That would do quite a bit for you. Mm-hmm. You're going to do a lot for you. It'll heal. This spiritual meal is not only just for healing. I'm going to bring that out today. Well, is that my time? Oh, my God. Okay, 13. Let's go to I'm going to show you healing through the covenant. Mm-hmm. Because at this meal, you have a whole full covenant, which is in that cup. In that cup, you got the full covenant. All of your promises. You can get healed through that way, just through the cup. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you can stay in health through the bread. He said that bread is the children healing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, I'm that bread that came down from heaven. Mm-hmm. But I want to show you, I'm only going to be able to show you one thing today. And that's healing through the covenant. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the 13th chapter of 13th chapter of Luke in the 11th verse. And it reads, 13th chapter and the 11th verse. Okay, let's go to the 10th verse and we get more out of it. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Oh, he got in a lot of trouble doing things on Sabbath day. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bent over and in could no way raise herself up. Now, can you imagine a lady like that going to church? She had every reason to stay at home. Every reason. She shouldn't have been out. Bent over, could no wise lift herself up. All she could see was the ground. This lady, if she's just looking down like that's no hope. I'm when I hear about that lady, I can't stay at home. When I think about that lady, can't stay at home. She was bent over and could no wise lift herself up.
Yeah.
But she made it to the synagogue. And she was there the right day. Hey. Praise God. So it says, had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bent over and could in no wise raise herself up. Now, we're talking about infirmities. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about just your ordinary sickness. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her. Now, it was a lot of people there. But when Jesus saw her, she got his attention. He like, whoa, you out? Mm-hmm. You come into the synagogue in the condition you in? She should have been on the sick list for home. Somebody should have been coming to see about her. She was all bent over and couldn't know the infirmity. I don't have time to teach you on infirmity, but he dealt with infirmities on the cross. Mm-hmm. I'm way over my time. But I'm going to go and finish this out. And he said, woman, you are loose from your infirmity. He didn't say sickness. He said infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. She didn't come. She had been doing this year after year. She didn't come there just say to get healing that day. She didn't, you know, run over to Jesus and said, Jesus. Jesus laid eyes on her. Mm-hmm. He said, it's kind of like, he did it kind of like he did that man that been 38 years in the same position. He said, mm-hmm. My God, man, and you keep coming, you know, mm-hmm. keep itching, keep, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really got his attention. And she was made straight and glorified God. Because see, she couldn't glorify God in the condition she was in. Mm-hmm. But oh God, when he laid hands on her, she straightened herself up. She brought glory. So sickness does not bring glory to God. That's when I talk to sickness. That's a sickness. You're not bringing glory to God, so get out.
That's right.
You're not bringing glory to God. But as soon as he had loosed her from her infirmity, see, he told Peter, we have the ability to loose. He took the key and loosed her from her infirmity. We have the ability to loose and bind. Mm-hmm. Ain't got time to teach on that. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed her on the wrong day. When is the right day? And Jesus answered, said, does each of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water? So ought not this woman be a daughter of Abraham. She got healed on covenant.
That's right.
Just having a covenant. This right here says your new covenant. This right here. Y'all look up. This right here is your new covenant.
That's right.
Huh? Now, this is the children bread. You can stay healthy with this. You know, in the natural, they tell you, eat this, do that, and you'll be healthy. They do. They try to help us in the natural. Stay away from this, do that, and you'll be healthy. And we believe that.
Come on.
And we spend expensive money trying to keep up with them. And the next year they say,
something come different. On, change it. Change it now.
Sorry, bacon is wrong. It'll kill you.
It's good for you now.
Eggs are good for you now.
Yeah, it's eggs, good for you now.
Eggs one day back.
But this, we got to have faith to believe. That this is the children bread.
Amen.
We can stay healthy this way. He said, beloved, I wish is above all things that you be in health.
Yeah,
amen.
This will keep you in health.
Yeah.
Yes.
This right here you can get healed just from your covenant. Mm-hmm. But it got to be taught. Faith has to come from it. It has to be taught.
That's good.
More and more. People just, I mean, when they do decide to do it, you know what they do? They just take it and, you know, we're just memorializing. One preacher said, Sister Mary, why are you so on that? All we doing is, you're too much on that. All we doing is remembering Jesus. I said, not like you're doing the veterans.
Come
you
on.
Won't.
Come
you
on.
Won't get those results.
Come on.
I talked right back to him.
Come on.
I said, you talking to me? I'm talking to you. You won't, like David said, you won't get the benefit. They said, you're just remembering him. He just wants you to remember what he did on the cross. No, he wants you to experience
that's
him.
Right. Boy, that's good, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
Experience him. When he said, remember me, experience me.
Go deeper.
Experience me. Experience me.
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
That's right.
Amen. He's a good God. Okay. Let me cut off because I'm going in.
It's good stuff.
But he said, being a daughter of Abraham, who he said bound to, Satan that's bound, think of it. He did it for 18 years.
Yeah.
And she being a daughter of Abraham, she got a cut what he was trying to tell him. She has a covenant.
That's right.
Amen.
She got healed just off of this.
Amen.
The covenant.
Amen. Good stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. That's what she got healed off of. The covenant. And what did I tell y'all last week? The healer lives on the inside of you.
Amen.
24/7
Amen.
Healer.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, girl.
Wake him up. He never sleeps a slumber. We do, but he don't. But the healer lives on the inside of you. But she got healed off of a what? A covenant.
Yeah.
She just walking in that day, Jesus looked at her and said, whoa, this lady got my attention. Ha! Because she came out so early this morning. You got his attention. These people want to learn. These people are early birds. But this, he got, this lady got Jesus' attention, and he called her to him.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hey, tell the lady, I said, come over here. I got something for her. She's been struggling like this too long.
Mm-hmm.
I'm showing up today. He's manifesting himself today for whatever you need him. He's showing up here because he's here. The kingdom is here. And he said, I'll drink it and eat it with you when the kingdom comes.
Amen. Come on.
And the kingdom has come. Yes. Now his will must be done. Yes. Because the kingdom has come.
Mm.
Praise God. But he told them people something. He said, he reminded them, she's been this way for 18 years. Oh, I know the rulers was like, we're going to get you today. I know the rulers was looking at Jesus like, we're going to kill you today. You showing us up really bad. He repeated how many years. He said, she's been this way for 18 years.
Why didn't you do something?
Damn, I like that. Why didn't you do something?
Right,
18 years.
Right.
You had your opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you?
But they were so holy. You're doing it on the Sabbath day, the wrong day. Okay. Pull out of this mirror. Okay. But all I wanted to prove to you that she got healed on a covenant.
Yes, ma'am.
And he says, Satan has bound her of it, think of it, for 18 years. Mm-hmm. Be loose from the bond of the on the Sabbath.
Amen.
Let's bless this because, see,
in
the kingdom of darkness, this is just grape juice and bread.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, when Paul said in the 11th chapter, in the 10th chapter of Corinthians, he said you have to bless it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to speak the blessing over it to bring it into where it needs to be and to do what it does in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Praise God. Apostle. Speak over this. Bless this. So we can take it out of the kingdom of darkness and bring it into the kingdom of light.
Oh.
Y'all repeat after him and blow your trumpet.
He said, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your broken body.
For your broken body.
It is for my healing.
For my healing.
My spouse's healing.
My spouse's healing.
And my children's healing.
My children's healing.
Thank you that by your stripes.
Thank
you by your stripes.
By the beatings you bore.
The beatings you bore.
By the lashes which fell on your back,
by the lashes that fell on your back,
we are completely healed.
Completely healed.
Ah,
I believe,
and I receive.
And I receive.
Let's eat.
Jesus.
Now hold your cup up after you finish chewing. Give him a minute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the new covenant.
For the new covenant.
Cut in your blood.
Ha!
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
And
washed me from every sin.
And washed me from every sin.
I thank you that your blood,
thank you that your blood
has made me righteous. And as I drink,
I celebrate
and partake
of
the inheritance of the righteous,
which is preservation,
healing, wholeness,
and prosperity.
Woo! We drink to it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You know, it not only healed her, but it also, Jesus allowed her to be able to fulfill her life. Before she was bound, well, she couldn't do nothing.
Woo!
And more likely, on the Sabbath day was the only day she came out to go to the synagogue to learn.
Uh-huh.
And he opened up her life for her.
Mm-hmm.
To where now she can worship the King. Worship.
Upright.
And fellowship.
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. To bring it glory, to bring him glory.
Amen.
Woo!
Just want to share quickly a vision I had while you were speaking. I told you when I was little, every time my mom tried to spank me, my
aunt... Can you speak
aunt,
up a little bit?
Okay, every time my mom would try to spank me, my aunt would grab me like this,
mm-hmm.
and the lashes fell on her back.
Whoa!
So can you imagine? He leaned over us.
Amen.
He leaned over
us. Oh, my God, girl.
Because I had done something trust me.
I was waiting for that.
Tell the truth, shame the devil, but I had done something to deserve that blow, but she would grab me, and I saw him lean over us.
Hi-ya!
To take that blow that was due us. And Isaiah also says, amongst his bruises, we're examining the body of Christ, mm-hmm. and amongst those black and blue and bloody bruises, we found our healing. Amen. That's what it literally says.
Would you like this? Somebody had an extra one up there.
Yes.
And that was good right there, girl.
Come on, y'all, come on. Y'all got to move it. Come on now, because I'm so stirred. I'll still be up here teaching.